My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was alone at work and felt the energy in the room change. Something told her not to turn around, but she did.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want an ad-free experience of the show, you can get that through Apple Podcasts right now. Subscribe there. Even try it out for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories if you're not on Apple, or the website ghostpodcast.com. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. When you have that feeling, the don't turn around feeling, do you listen to it, or do you inevitably, out of curiosity, turn around?
I will listen to it. But it depends on the situation you're in, because maybe that's the only way out. Like the door's behind you. I have to turn around. You know, so there might be something that would make you have to turn around.
Uh-huh.
But if it was possible, I would not turn around. Hell no.
I think I'd turn around no matter what.
You would. Harper would.
I do. I mean, I don't know. I've felt that feeling, but I'll tell you this. Almost every time I look, nothing's there. Even if I had that sort of intuition or feeling, because I don't feel like you look at something, it doesn't necessarily equate that it's going to harm you. You're just witnessing, and I'd rather be witnessing what's going on around me than not. The unknown is scarier to me than the known.
But then what if you turn around and that thing is unknown too?
No, then I know there's something unknown over there.
Okay.
And
it would be a great episode of this program.
Exactly. Let's go to that phone call and hear a ghost story.
I'm going to share my most disturbing ghost encounter that I've experienced. I used to work at a Fred Meyer's that used to sit back in the day on the outskirts of the town, and it was built in the 1950s. And it was in the outskirts of the town for the country folk, so they wouldn't have to drive in so far, all the way into town. That's how this Fred Meyer's was situated. And has remained, but town has encroached more towards the country as, you know, time has passed and whatnot. And this Fred Meyer's sits beside a busy highway. So it's quite the hotspot. So one night, I was frustrated with home life and frustrated with work, and I had a migraine coming on, and I was working in the basement, cleaning the basement. That's what I did working at this Fred Meyer's, as I was a janitor. And in the basement, there's the employee break room, the store director's office, two employee restrooms, and a janitor's closet, and a fire exit. And that makes up the basement. I was in the break room, and I was cleaning off the tables with, cleaning off the paper plates and cups and cans and putting them into the garbages. And I had the big door open to the break room so I could easily get a mop bucket in and out and also let light in. Typically, I would never ever work in the basement with the lights out. It was a very active space below, right below the women's shoe apparel. That whole section, top floor and bottom floor, is a huge hotspot. I am a psychic and a medium, so when I started working there, I didn't have to have anyone tell me that it was haunted. I already knew. But they tried to keep it hush-hush because it was so active. So I was in the break room, and I was up in between these two walls that were lined with employee lockers. So mind you, I have my back to the door, and out of my peripheral vision, I can see the TV, and it's on. And there's a coffee table between the couch and the TV. And I have my back, like I said, to the door, and I'm cleaning off the tables. And the energy in the room changed, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And I was like, oh, God. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. No, 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 no. And I could tell by the energy I didn't have any choice in the matter. So I took a deep breath and composed myself. And I was like, I really don't want to see it. I really don't want to turn around. But I had no choice. So I turn around slowly and I see this past middle age, shorter woman. She wasn't skinny, but she wasn't overweight. But she's shorter than me, and she's round, and she has short brown curly hair, and she's wearing a smock and pants, and she was bent over at the waist, looking at whatever was on the coffee table. And as soon as my eyes were on her, she felt me, and she looked over, and she got this look of surprise and, the look of, how O looks on your face, on your mouth. She did that, and she jumped. I couldn't hear her, but I could clearly see her. Her eyes were normal, but she was static, like you see on a 1960s television after the station had been turned off for the night and the national anthem had been playing. She was all static, black and white. But she saw me, and then she just disappeared. Her story was she used to work there, and one night she had a heart attack in the ladies' restroom, and that was her space. That's where she stayed. And she'd have good nights, and she'd have bad nights, and on the bad nights, if she wanted her space and she didn't want you in the bathroom to clean it, or restroom, sorry, she would slam all the bathroom stall doors. It would be in consecutive order. Just bam, 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 bam. There's four of them. And that was her way of saying, get out. And if you stayed in there too long, then she would get right up in your face, up against your ear, and say, get out. And I'd be like, hey, I'm just trying to do my job. I gotta finish the sinks here, and then I'll be right out. And you can have the bathroom to yourself. And she was usually okay with that. We got along pretty well. That's her story. And I have more. I'll call in later. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. That's why I don't go into the bathroom anymore. Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
No, I use a tree.
You got to do what you got to do.
I got a stump out back.
You know, to me, it's kind of sad, too, because I can see how people, you're very connected to your job. And, you know, like you and I both worked in radio. I think there was some spirits in the building we used to work at. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
I get why people stay at a place like that. But this job, like to be in the bathroom, like forever, eternity.
Yeah.
He's like, why not stay? She said, you know, it's a department store and something about the shoe department. Well, I think I'd rather haunt the shoe department than the damn bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that draws someone to the this is where I'm going to be. And I want the bathroom to myself and I'm going to scare the crap out of you by slamming all these doors so you leave me alone.
I don't know. I could see haunting a bathroom. It's like, it's a kind of a nice safe place away from people. It's usually quiet. I spend a lot of time in bathrooms. Specifically when I was younger, seriously, it's kind of funny. Like sometimes it would just be like overwhelming, too many people, like in my grandparents' basement at Christmas. So I'd go to the bathroom and just hang out in there for a little bit. And I found it very comforting. And there was a picture that was on the wall in there of this kind of like an ocean scene and a boat. And it's, I don't know, nothing super special. But I remember that picture. I always associated it with their downstairs bathroom. Well, guess what picture is in my bathroom downstairs now? The same one.
I love that. Yep,
when they had passed and they were asking, you know, what do you want from the house? Does anybody want anything? I said, I just want that picture from the bathroom downstairs. They're like, what?
To this day, when you get overwhelmed, you're in the bathroom.
I know. When I walk in there, I see the picture and I'm it's calming. it's a Pavlovian effect of the picture. Yeah, it's silly, but there you go.
I totally love that.
All right. Thanks for sharing that story with us. If you have a story, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call and share it with us. If you like the show, you want access to ad-free episodes in the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, go ahead and get it for yourself. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.